T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen to KMOX anytime, anywhere. Download the radio.com app today.
I have a confession. I'm addicted to the news.
You know I'm totally off script right now.
Journalism is cool again, and you have endless content, let's be honest.
And this is how I got elected, by being off script.
Now, Mark Reardon.
Well, I think he's got a lot of hand movement. I've never seen so much hand movement. I said, is he crazy, or is that just the way he acts?
On St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
It is not Mark Reardon. It is Bo Matthews alongside Ryan Recker and Rachel Passer?
Passer, yeah.
Just Passer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are covering the show this afternoon. No idea what Mark Reardon's up to, but welcome to the crew. Of course, Ryan, this is your world at night.
Uh-huh. What's this thing that's outside, that bright thing in the air? That sun is disorienting at this time of day.
You do have a nice moon tan, by the way.
I know. When I look out the window, there's normally a few things I catch. It's the street lights to see what the temperature is, if it's raining, if it's not. That's how I can tell. But now you it's like everything's lit up. Everything looks different. It's fresh. You can see the litter. It's all there.
The litter.
It's all there.
That's
to
my
see.
Favorite part. Speaking of litter, we're getting into Mardi Gras weekend, and we've been doing some off-air conversating about New Orleans, of course, that is the pinnacle of what Mardi Gras is about, the party. If you've ever been out to Brookdale Farms, Jerry Kirk and his family, they've got these big horses they bring down to New Orleans for the big parade. They've been doing it for years and years and years. But Rachel,
yeah,
our staff millennial.
Yep.
No, I want to refresh people. If you listen to the show, the Mark Reardon Show, on a regular basis, Rachel was in on a conversation that we had about millennial speak a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And you did a great job.
Thank you.
And we thought, you know what? This is going to be a good idea. So
yeah.
You said you've never done a Mardi Gras.
I've never done Mardi Gras. Or as I would like to call it, Mardi Gras-ta-ta. That's a millennial spin on it.
Is it really?
Yeah, I just made it up.
That is not a thing.
Gras-ta-ta? What?
Gras-ta-ta?
Yeah. Do you guys know Vine? Like, are you guys familiar with Vine?
Yeah, I guess. Is it still
Vine.
A thing?
Oh, well,
I thought it collapsed, didn't it?
Yeah, now TikTok is booming.
Yeah, TikTok's the thing. Mm-hmm.
So I walk into the building today at about 10 o'clock. And there are people dancing with Mardi Gras decorations. There's king cakes in the kitchen area. And I see people dancing in like that, the kitchen area. I'm like, what's going on here? Is that a regular thing on Fridays?
On Fridays at 10 a.m. we have a little dance party.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've always thought Mardi Gras was for the adults. I thought, okay, so it's like the local spring break almost. That's how I see Mardi Gras.
In a way.
Yeah. Do you see a lot of millennials going out to Mardi Gras celebrations on Saturday?
I would think so.
Is there?
Yeah. I would think so. And Soulard is, we did the research, and a lot of people say, oh, St. Louis is the second biggest Mardi Gras in the country. The research I found, it is.
Yeah.
It's legit. It's called out on, I forget, the Spoon, I think, is the website, spoon.com. They claim it, St. Louis, to be the second. And I've been to so many Mardi Gras parades I used to have a big monster truck, so I'd be in it. The last one I was at the very end of the parade, and they had an 18-wheeler flatbed in front of me with all these people drinking and bouncing. And I mean, the whole thing was, it literally broke an axle a half a block before I was supposed to enter the parade. So that was my last sad experience.
Wait, you had a monster truck?
9 foot tall.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like Bigfoot?
Called it Bowfoot.
Bowfoot!
Oh,
how did you get a monster truck?
Just a thing. I was a huge Bigfoot fan as a kid.
Have you ever smashed a car?
I have, actually.
Have you ever jumped over a school bus?
Not that, or plane, like Bigfoot has done. St. Louis's very own Bigfoot, by the way,
yeah.
is from here. But no, when the Rams were in the Super Bowl with the Patriots, I think it was. Is that right?
2001.
Yeah. I actually climbed up on top of a old station wagon painted as it was a Patriot
yeah.
vehicle. So that was my
and you ran over it with the truck. Whatever happened to that truck?
I ended up selling it about a year and a half ago.
Oh.
21 years on the road with that thing. I mean, it was.
You would drive down
everywhere.
70
How's
with this
gas
thing?
Mileage?
Everywhere.
You gotta know.
It ran on barbecue sauce. Thanks
okay,
for asking.
Great. Yeah.
No, it was horrible gas mileage. It weighed 13,000 pounds.
Oh my God.
Ridiculous. Now it's a promo truck for a boat and RV storage over in Illinois, actually. But.
You almost need that to drive on the highways around St. Louis.
Sometimes.
No one's going to mess with you. You're driving around in a truck like that.
It's shocking how many people don't see you when you're going down the road. It really is.
Because their car's the size of a wheel.
Pretty
Wait,
much.
Wait, did you etch out your own wheels? Were you that dedicated to the monster truck?
No, but I had big, what they call super singles on the front, like on concrete trucks. The front wheels are extra strong and extra big. That's what I had on the front of it. It was a dually. Anyway, that's a whole other thing.
I love this. No, I want to know more. what was the exhaust like on this thing? Were you just blowing black smoke everywhere you went?
It was a gasser, okay, so it had big 6-inch exhaust in the back.
Yeah.
It sounded so good.
Would you go to car shows with this thing?
All the time.
Man, that sounds so
Concerts
awesome.
Concerts everywhere, yeah.
What'd your wife think of it?
She loved it.
Did
yeah,
she?
Absolutely.
My wife would kill me if I got something like
she
that.
Was pretty much she was pretty much the only one that rode in the passenger seat. Because, of course, people are like, can I get a ride? Can I get a ride?
I would show up with this in my driveway. The wife would come out and she would kill me. There's no other way to put it. And this is one of those surprise purchases I would make. Honey, look what I got.
I had the truck before I had the wife.
Your first love.
It has seen a lot of Mardi Gras parades in St. Louis, and it was fun. It had big jam and music and all that stuff. But anyway, I want to go back to this party that I walked in on, this dance party, which I did not partake in. But
why not?
There were two. So there's two king cakes on the table.
Yeah.
And you got one of the
babies.
So
I got one of them.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. No, I don't know what it means.
No, congratulations. Hannah Pierce of Shreveport Times says, if you find the baby in the king cake, that means you're the next one to pop out a baby.
Oh, congratulations, Rachel.
That's very likely. Thank you so much. I can't wait.
Your parents are going to be so proud to hear this on the radio.
Have you thought of names yet?
Yeah. Nope.
And bam, it's here. Just like an HGTV home makeover. It's done in 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Have you considered Beaufoot? That'd be a great name for a baby.
I think so. I think they would approve.
It would have to be spelled B-E-A-U, the French way.
Yeah, okay. Because it's Mardi Gras, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You said your grandma's going to be listening to this, and she's going to call you later.
I cannot wait.
Are you pregnant? She's going to ask you this later.
Ooh, I have not been on J-Swipe in a minute, so it's unlikely.
Okay, J-Swipe.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory?
It's Tinder for Jews. So.
Okay. You're a good Jewish. Is Jewish American princess a derogatory term?
No, I like it.
Okay,
but
good.
some people don't love it. I personally think it's endearing. But
Jay Swipe?
Jay Swipe.
Huh.
Yep.
You have to say it like that.
Jay Swipe. It's like you're swiping on it, you know? Like, oh.
What did I just do?
You said okay, essentially.
I just did that.
In Cardi B terms, you said okay.
I did.
Wow.
So, reeling it back into tonight's celebration of the Mayor's Ball,
mm-hmm.
It's actually a big network event, so if you've bailed on J-Swipe,
uh-huh.
you might want to consider doing this if
okay.
you can still get a ticket.
Yeah.
But I think it happens at the, where is it? It happens at the Rotunda of St. Louis City Hall.
Mm.
Probably sold out, but they really do say it's a networking event because the movers and shakers really, they get all dolled up and they go out and have a great time. This year's theme, the Raging 20s, it's a spin on the Roaring 20s from 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's one thing you could take in, but if you don't have a ticket, you're not in. But if you go to the parade, you don't need a ticket for that.
That's true.
Are you going to do the parade?
No.
Ryan?
Eh, not my thing. But I like, why can't they just say Roaring 20s? Do they have to change it? Why do they have to?
Raging
20s. Yeah, Raging 20s. Why do they have to call it that? There's no reason to change the name of it up right now.
It's a spin.
Yeah, kind of like, you don't need to spin it.
It's the millennial version, yeah. You know?
President Trump says, make America great again. Bernie Sanders says, let's transform America. So it's kind of a play on words, I guess. That's probably what it is.
Maybe. But that's kind of, it's hard to believe 100 years since 1920. There was mm-hmm. no KMOX then. You know, we're coming up on the 100-year anniversary in 5 years.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's 95 years okay. This December 24th.
The icons that have rolled through these studios.
Yeah.
Just amazing, across these airwaves. Fred Bottomer and I were talking, actually, that the signal of KMOX goes so far.
How about Fred Bottomer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
That's the guy right there. He is a mover and shaker for sure. But, you know, you can literally pick up the terrestrial KMOX signal anywhere. Sometimes I heard guys listening in Vietnam back in the 60s. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just the skip alone. But that's...
You know. Even still now, on my show, Overnight America, I've had people call in listening in Toronto, Canada.
Yeah.
That's how far that signal still reaches to this day.
Although, we have the app, which you can then get it in crystal clear digital sound.
Oh, what app is that? The radio.com app.
I wasn't going to tell them. I wasn't going to tell them.
They like the natural plugs for the app.
Well, it's really a great app. Yeah. I mean, it's more versatile than so many other radio company apps because mm-hmm. you got the rewind button, which is a thing. And if you wanted to hear about the great news that we just got to share about Rachel and her finding the baby king in the cake, you'll want to rewind that. Your grandma's going to rewind that.
Oh, yeah, I bet she is.
But tomorrow, the parade starts at 11. Mm-hmm. Soulard neighborhood. You've been to Soulard, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been there for any kind of a parade? The Blues Parade, were you there?
So the Blues Parade was out here, actually.
Yeah, it was here. Market, but have you been to any St. Louis parade? Because they throw a parade and it turns into a drinking event.
I haven't in Soulard, but I've been to the Blues Parade and then I went to the Pride Parade, both of which I was filming during. So I wasn't like, you know, enjoying myself, but it was still really good,
good content.
It was work, but it was enjoyable work, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, it is definitely a
people go all out here.
A party. It is kind of shocking about how many families bring their small children because Mardi Gras is Mardi Gras. You throw beads in New Orleans, you kind of have to do something to get those beads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's really the rule here, but people still want to be as like New Orleans as they can.
Yeah.
So happy Mardi Gras, everybody. Thinking about what you're giving up for Lent, that might be something you want to think about over the weekend. I love one person that said that they don't. I said, are you going to give up any kind of food or anything for Lent? They were like, I don't want to combine my religion and my food in giving up anything. I'm going to be a bad person. So we won't even go there. But good luck on whatever you give up for Lent, if that's what you do. It's Rachel Passer, Ryan Recker from Overnight America. I'm Bo Matthews. This is the Mark Reardon Show on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Miss any part of the Mark Reardon Show? Download the podcast anytime.
Initiating download. Stand by.
At KMOX.com/Reardon.
Bo Matthews, Rachel Passer, and Ryan Recker with you in on a Friday. And how about that? Not in during the late night hours. It feels good to be with you guys here today. This will be fun. This whole Friday is going to be fun. The nation is pretty divided. 50-50 maybe?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's about 50-50.
Oh, it's that close?
Yeah.
I mean, most people will look at this and realize that they probably go within their own social circle, so it may feel like there's more conservatives or more liberals, but it's really like, it really is about 50-50 anymore.
It is.
Even though some may be overrepresented in some of the social media circles or maybe in some of the different places that you go to, but there may be some things we all agree upon. And Rachel, you came up with an idea about trying to find three things we all agree on. I'm someone that's pretty conservative. Bo, I think you're also very conservative.
Conservative, middle of the road.
Yeah, Rachel, where are you on that spectrum?
I'm more towards, you know, the liberal end of things.
Yeah, how far? Are you Bernie far?
No.
No, okay, no. So you're not Bernie far.
No, I would like to say that I'm a reasonableist, all right, but...
You came up, well, okay, of course. Oh, yes.
That's something a millennial would say.
No,
but,
that's something anyone on their side would say. Oh,
yeah.
My side's the reasonable side.
Yeah, true.
So you came up with this idea to try to find items. So the idea is, what is it, polititic-tac-toe?
Polititic-tac-toe.
Polititic-tac-toe.
Yeah, there it goes.
It sounds more, you know.
Yeah, you got to have a little finesse when you say it, you know.
Did you come up with the name before you figured out what we're going to do with it?
No, I decided that because I was coming on the show and because, you know, I wanted us people to have an open and honest conversation that I feel like, that I feel like a lot of the nation lacks a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah, exactly.
It's boring.
People like to argue. People like to fight it out. But I think us having a rational conversation that we could just kind of have full respect, full understanding for each other and just talk it out would be a really cool way of going about the show when it came to politics.
Isn't it shocking how different and how difficult conversations can be when you're discussing something with people that are completely on opposite sides?
Yeah.
It's just awkward.
All right, so I'm going to keep a tally here. So the idea is to try to say something that everyone in the room agrees with. So we're going to throw Dave Klein in, if you could raise your hand if you agree, or thumbs up, thumbs down. So you, when you say something, three people have to agree with you, which is difficult.
Yes.
So if we're going to each come up with three things, well, that means nine things total.
Like on a tic-tac-toe board.
Okay, how many of those nine things do you think we'll all agree on? So let's try to handicap this. I feel like maybe five of them. That I'm going to put five out there.
I'm going to be positive. I'll go seven.
Okay.
Seven of
nine. I'll split the difference. I'm going to go six.
And if you're listening in a room with other people, play this with the people in your room. So do a thumbs up, thumbs down, and see if you agree with this or not. So,
and draw a tic-tac-toe board, please.
Yeah. So, Rachel, I'll let you go first. If you want to say one thing that you think we'll all agree on.
Okay. So, I am going to go with Bernie Sanders' index finger gets the most action of any part of his body.
You mean in all of his life?
Yeah, that's it. He waves that thing like he's a band conductor, and I'm living for it.
All right, so the most action of anything in his life?
His body. Yes, of any body part of his index finger be wagging like crazy.
I guess I kind of agree with that. Yeah.
I'm just a little shocked that that's what you picked out, but it is true. But it's not in a rhythm either. He is he has no rhythm at all.
Unlike a band conductor.
So much.
Yeah.
I would have to. I don't think his foot's taken over the number one spot. So
thumbs up for me too.
All right, there's all three things right there. Okay, do we want to just go around? We'll each do one at a time.
Yeah, I think
you want to go next.
Oh, you want me to go next?
Yeah.
Well, this is not body related, but kind of. I just truly think that we could all agree that we should be able to have affordable health care and pharmacy drugs. It's something that we need to come to terms on. And when insurance went to private sector, private business, it changed so much. When it was nonprofit, you know, back in the early 90s and before that, it just changed the landscape. And now this is the talking point all the time on the debate stage. So would you agree that having affordable, low deductible health care and drugs would be something everybody can agree on?
That's kind of a... That seems very leading. Like, everyone, of course, wants the affordable nature of healthcare.
My hands in the air.
I guess it would have to be. Yeah, I don't know. How do you say no to that, though?
I want my healthcare to be very expensive. No.
All right, we're gonna put that down as an agree. I think.
As a parent of two toddlers and an infant. Yeah, for sure.
Isn't it kind of crazy though that it does? You know, we had the war on drugs that didn't work out, and now every talking point or talking point for every politician, either side, is we're gonna lower drug prices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I understand drugs for health. You know, for blood pressure. Anyway, just make it where it's commensurate maybe with your salary. How about that?
Okay. Well, how about this? Celebrities, as of right now, I've never hated celebrities more in my entire life based on how their impressions are ruined based on their politics. I've never hated celebrities more in my life.
So are we agreeing with that?
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
All-time high for hate of celebrities?
Well, it's probably because we can see what everybody's thinking on these social media.
Man. Oh, yeah.
I've been so turned off by entertainers I've enjoyed in the past that I can't even enjoy them anymore.
Really?
It's like it's come completely ruined by celebrities. Wow. Musicians, actors, things like that. I can't watch a De Niro film, you know. I can't listen to musicians that go off on these anti-Trump rants and stuff. Completely ruined on them.
I will say that you keep your art in the public. Keep your politics. You're not supposed to talk about politics, religion, and or sports. But yeah, that's a very good point. And I've done the same thing with Robert De Niro as well, not because I disagree with him completely politically. It's just how he delivers it.
Yeah, never been more turned off by celebrities. Would that be agree or disagree?
I'm going to say agree, but I did watch The Irishman.
Yeah, Rachel?
I haven't seen The Irishman.
Yeah.
But I would agree with that, yes.
I'm in too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you unfollowed anybody on social media?
Oh, I got to mute people. I have celebrities that block me, by the way, on Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah. So someone
explained
this.
You must be famous.
I know. Well, someone explained this to me. Apparently, there's these mass companies that just auto-block people for the celebrities on their behalf. And I'm apparently on one of those lists because there's a bunch of celebrities that just auto-block me.
It's like Facebook jail. Yeah. Okay, you're next.
Oh, okay. So my next one is going to be Alec Baldwin. I know we were just talking about celebrities. That's leading me into this one. Alec Baldwin does the best Trump impression, better than Trump himself. Thoughts?
Ooh, Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live did an excellent Trump impersonation.
More than Alec Baldwin,
yeah.
Really?
Again, this goes into the camp of I hate Baldwin, so I can't give him any credit for anything.
Okay.
I'm so turned off by these celebrities.
Yeah.
Daryl Hammond, his impersonation of Trump through the 90s and 2000s were just fantastic.
Really?
Oh, it was so good.
I think it's reckless in the political landscape that we're in. And so, I agree, he does it. And
yeah.
He signed up to do it, but... I don't know.
You don't think so? Okay. We're down
out.
One.
We'll
yeah.
One.
Okay. Right. Is that the first one that
That's
we
the
did?
First one we
okay.
Disagreed
All right.
On. All right, Bo, you
I've
got one?
I've made history.
I'm going to say, you get to choose, mm-hmm. Can we all agree, either a 6 week, 6 weeks of vacation or a 4 day work week. You get to, all Americans, Ooh. If we could choose.
6 week vacation. I'd do 6 weeks vacation.
Without even thinking about it.
Yeah. I'd be bored with a 4 day work week every week, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I mean, Fridays, I kind of come in, I have my dance party, and the whole day is just kind of like mad chilling, you know? Like, I mean, it's a smooth day, but you're already easing into the weekend a little bit, so.
I think we could all agree 6 weeks of vacation sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Wait, you're...
No, I'm kind of leaning more towards the 4 day work week.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with Rachel there. I like the 4 day work week.
Yeah. Because you get to spread out your days, you know?
Do we have time for one more, or are we running short?
Yeah, we can do one more.
Real quick, I'll do one more here. So 70-year-old politicians on social media, they're not hip. They're not hip.
Yep.
They go on there and they act like they're the coolest, hip, wild, young kids. You know, what are you doing today, kids? But they're really just like the fake nature of politicians when they try to go on and act like they're children. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So no 70-year-old politician should be on social media acting like they're a hip child.
But doesn't that make for a transparent politician?
That means they're fake to me. How are they transparent? That's like the fakest thing they could be.
Our president? You don't think there's...
I don't think he's trying to act like, I'm super hip and I'm in with the kids on the street.
He doesn't do that. No, you're right.
He's not going out there and doing that sort of thing. He's just being him.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's a weird thing. 70-year-old politicians are not hip on social media. That's my agree or disagree.
I think it would be very... I'm not going to lie. I think it would be very entertaining if, like... If Donald Trump did a TikTok, like, I think that would be hysterical.
If he did
the renegade, what?
There's been enough of things done on him on TikTok.
Or, like,
sure.
any of the possible candidates. Like, if they went on TikTok, yeah. I think
Isn't
that'd
that
be hysterical.
Else? Yeah. All right. So I think we're almost split on these. More agrees than disagrees. So I think one thing that we always like is watching some of the things that are hitting pop culture, certain documentaries. You know, I got to tell you, the streaming platforms have been... just the greatest drivers for documentaries. And you watched one, Bo, that we should talk about.
Changed my life. One Child Nation.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, China is in the news all the time. This One Child Nation, pretty eye-opening for people that haven't been following. We'll get to that next on Mark Reardon Show with Bo Matthews, Rachel Passer, and myself, Ryan Recker, on KMOX.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From pitchers and catchers reporting through the final pitch of the spring. Hey, it's Chris Raby. I'm in Florida, and I'll have daily spring training reports mornings and afternoons. Sponsored by Together Credit Union. Share your dreams. We'll share the journey. And by Norm's Bargain Barn, the place for discount windows, doors, and cabinetry. On your home, the Cardinals KMOX.
It's the Mark Reardon Show, and you've got Bo Matthews, Ryan Recker, and Rachel Passer in for Mark Reardon on this Friday afternoon. And, you know, we all have so many different platforms we get our entertainment from, whether it's YouTube on your phone or Netflix or Amazon. And, you try and pick the good things to watch, the things that are interesting. And my wife and I have a 10-minute rule. If it doesn't catch us in 10 minutes, and I know we're leaving a lot on the table of great stuff that it takes character building, but we have a 10-minute rule. Whenever we see something we have no background on, we don't know if we want to watch it or not. Sometimes we do well, sometimes we don't. But I came across a documentary called One Child Nation, and it is about the policy that the Chinese government started in 1980 in order to limit the most Chinese families to one child each. Now imagine the effects of that in this country. If the government said you could only have one child, mm-hmm. because we are short on food. That was the main reason they say they did it, because there are over a billion people. So for 35 years, they had no siblings. Mm-hmm. They had other births.
Yeah, rare exceptions, but yeah.
They did. My first question was, what do you do if you have a set of twins? Well, in this documentary, it explains that you had to abandon one, sometimes at a market.
That's crazy.
Can't imagine.
But imagine 35 years of children being born to families and only being an only child. No siblings, no brothers, no sisters. And it was shocking on that sense. And then the documentary goes into this woman who was born during this time, who is now an American citizen, goes back to the country to talk to her family about this policy. There were people that
she was the one that was abandoned, and she's going to talk to her parents that abandoned her?
I don't know how she got here. She might have been adopted, but that's where, and they mentioned how it transformed into a human trafficking business, because there were people that were finding these abandoned babies at the market. They would bring them to an orphanage, and the orphanage would pay them a couple hundred dollars, and then they got wind that they thought, we could adopt these children out around the world, U.S. or, South America, Canada, whatever, and they could charge $10,000, $15,000, $20,000.
Right.
So it was a revenue generator for the country as well. But when you think about the human element part of it, the amount of deaths, there was one woman featured in the documentary who performed 50,000 to 60,000 abortions. She just did it because that was the government policy. The government says
mandated,
have to do this. And even when she when she faced her family with this, they were like, she was like, because she's now an American, and going, why did you do this?
Yeah,
it was policy.
Is this a series or just one set documentary?
It's a one set documentary.
How long is it? Do you know?
I think it was under an hour and a half, 90 minutes total.
I got to tell you, there's never been a better time for documentaries than right now, mm-hmm. because all these streaming platforms, they've been able to get these things distributed. In the past, this may have had limited distribution, then you'd never hear about it ever again. But now so many people can watch these things. It's like the golden era of documentaries.
Yeah.
So One Child Nation, China's been screwed up for a long time. And everyone knew about this policy. And I remember even in the 90s, there's a lot of debate about it. The United States started catching up on it. When you watch documentaries like this, doesn't it make you just think, I am so lucky I was born in the United States? Because you look at just how screwed up some policies are, governmental policies in some of these other countries.
But Ryan, the reason that the country said that they did this was because the starvation was beginning. They were eating rice husks. They weren't even eating rice. They were down to so little.
Wow.
And I believe it was the woman who did the documentary said that, what do you do if you have one apple and four children? You have to decide who's going to get it. And come to find out, she actually did have a brother, because they lived in a more of a rural area. So they had a pass, or they had some kind of a permit to keep the son, because men are revered over there. If it was mm-hmm. a female, that was easy to discard.
Yeah.
Not to the human, I'm sure, but, to the policy, they had to do this. And you said that there was Maybe it was Amy Mark's course, because once I brought this up, everybody was talking about it. I believe she said there was 40% more men in China because of this policy. Now, the crazy thing to me about this is that it's so current. The one-child policy just ended in 2015.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And the propaganda. These children grew up just learning you could only have one kid.
Didn't you have some clips from the documentary?
There's just from the trailer. Check this out.
I was born in China in 1985, a time when China's population crisis was making headlines around the world.
In an effort to protect its people from starvation, China has enacted a policy limiting families to just one child.
I never thought much about what the policy meant for me or anyone until I learned that I was going to be a mom. None of my family questioned the policy or how it was implemented.
Let me just say this. Whenever Bernie or Elizabeth Warren goes out there and they try to downplay the role of socialism, I know they were a communist nation, but if you want to say the government's going to take care of me, let's look at how China treated their people and see how the government treated them and to take care of them. They're going through massive starvation, killing off anyone other than the firstborn. That's what happens when you put that sort of decision in the government's hands. It makes me mad hearing things like this.
Scary part is, in 2015, they changed it, and they changed all the propaganda that went along with it. Now you can have two children in China. That's how far that policy has changed, which is not much. If you think about where you grew up and your families, my stepsister had seven children.
Wow.
I know a family in Washington, Missouri, 16 kids.
Oh my God.
They were a farm family, and they needed more hands for the farm.
16 kids.
But could you imagine only
two sets of eight, I hope. What, how do you get to 16?
The Octomom went off.
The Octomom.
Seriously.
How do you get your wife to watch these documentaries? Is she into it?
She did not. No, she did not. No, and that's the thing. You know, we have our different flavors of what we watch, and then we watch things together. But
Do you guys have your separate laptops, going at the same time? No.
No, she generally will go to bed earlier than I do. Okay. And so that's when I watch the debate or when I watch the documentary.
I can't get my wife to watch things like this. I try to get her all the time. Hey, we should watch this. This looks really good. She'd rather watch Survivor and Bachelor.
I'm into Survivor, sure.
Yeah.
But then the problem is when I see something interesting like this, I want to see if she's going to be into it. Mm-hmm. So I'll try and regurgitate
That's
some of the
That's when the 10-minute rule comes into play.
I know, right?
Yeah. We got a cap on it.
She also taught me that you've got to remember what the source of the documentary or the show is.
Yeah. You know,
who's really putting this out there? But I mean, it's you just heard she was born in China under this one child policy, so it's pretty legit.
Yeah,
I wonder who produced it. I should look that up because they've been making a lot. Like Netflix has a documentary series that had the backing of Barack Obama, and they did one about how these companies in China come over to the United States. They purchase these abandoned factories and they make this into a giant push. Like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. They're bringing jobs back. But of course, it's like at half the wage of what the factory is. So all these people that were displaced out of a job, they come back and it's nowhere near the same lifestyles they had before. That was something that President Obama had nothing to do with the production, but they put his name on it just to get people to watch it. It got me to watch it. It was a really good documentary. And you think about all of these, like, we'll just take China, for example. They're in the news all the time. You have the coronavirus going on. You have trade wars going on. You have negotiations with them, the way they treat their people, the Hong Kong protest. And they're still investing in the United States. And I found out the other day, too, on a side note, a lot of our retirements are starting to be invested in China in some of the companies over there, which really scares me.
Wow.
Super scares me.
Well, here's the crazy thing, too. The day after that I watched this documentary, my wife loves to go to thrift stores, and I'll just go right to the books. I just, you know, seeing if there's a book I haven't read.
Mm-hmm.
The very next day after watching this documentary, One Child Nation, that's your homework, everybody, for the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm in the book aisle, and I find a book called A Year Without Made in China. It was a family in America that decided they're going to take a year and see if they can survive without any products.
Wow.
No auto parts, no cell phones, no food. And so many things come in, I mean, into this country. You would think that they would be thriving over there with all the money that we pay. That, you know, and we're not the only country that is, you know, sources goods.
Yeah.
In the book, it was done in 2006, was the United States was responsible for 15% of their GDP exports that they put. Well, now it's 2020, and it's so much more. Mm-hmm. Can you find anything that's not made?
Well, China? And I mean, as a consumer, like, I don't really even think about a lot of the things that I'm purchasing or, like, turn it over to see where it was made. Like,
don't
that's not
that.
Something.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that very often. I don't know where my phone was made. I don't know where this Red Bull was. Like, I don't know, you know?
Samsung's in South Korea. This may be the only thing I own that's not made in China, it seems like.
Right.
I want to check everything that you have in your hand right now. Oh, where's this made?
And I think that's what we love about thrift stores is because you can, it's like walking through a museum.
Yeah.
You know, Fiesta ware is a thing.
Yeah.
You know, the ceramic coffee mugs and stuff like that. But it is really hard to find any. I bet the headphones on my head are probably made in China.
Yeah, same.
I mean, they are working like, they're working terror, you know, so much over there.
Yeah.
You would think that they would be thriving. They would not have even entertained the idea of starvation. Mm. And yet, they have a two-child policy now.
Right.
But if you get time, heck, the trailer alone was engaging enough. And just watch.
Such powerful images in the trailer alone.
And speaking of, you know, some of the things that that McDonald's over the years has come out with for Happy Meals and toys and collectibles, because the word collectibles means valuable.
Ooh.
Not. It just does not. If you've still got that collection of McDonald's cups or glasses or plates or utensils, we are going to talk about that surge. It still continues coming up next. It's the Mark Reardon Show with Rachel Passer, Ryan Recker from the Overnight America. I'm Bo Matthews, and this is KMOX.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri, play KMOX.
Repeat after me.
No, no.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Here goes.
Here goes.
Big Mac, McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese filet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger.
How come no one knows the words to this? No one knows the words to this?
Okay.
Yeah, this is the McDonald's Big Mac song that was pretty popular there for a while. Let's listen to this. Let's jam to this for a moment.
Yeah.
How about this? If anyone listening right now can sing this song, we'll put you on the air immediately.
Deal.
I mean, we will put you on 436-7900. All right, but you got to get it all right. I would love to find one person that I can actually do this. I don't think there's anyone listening right now that remembers this
song. You'd be surprised.
But could it repeat it. Not just remember, but repeat it. Welcome back to Mark Reardon Show. It's Bo Matthews, Rachel Passer, and myself, Ryan Recker, filling in. And we were talking about some of the different items that McDonald's has brought up in the past. Right now, they're bringing back, or at least bringing into the market, McDonald's candles. So all the different items that are on the Big Mac, each individual item will have a candle associated with it, the bun, the patty, the cheese, the lettuce, whatever. And then you get like these six candles, and it comes in a little pack, and you're supposed to light all the candles, and as a whole, it smells like a Big Mac. Who's buying this?
Come on. You know, people are. They're going to.
Oh, yeah. Fast food
items. Give it a try.
People love this sort of thing. They go crazy. So there's a pickle, ketchup, cheese, onion, beef, and sesame seed bun candle that you light in unison. Now, isn't that how most movies get you to the treasure? You got to get like all things turned on at the same time.
Kind of like the McDonald's Monopoly game. You know, they keep you coming back for more and more and more for whatever thing they've got going on. When I was growing up, it was the collectibles. And no matter if it was precious moments or dishes or whatever, not McDonald's related, but anything that had the word collectible, you always thought, ooh, valuable.
Oh, I know. Do you, anyone here work at McDonald's ever in their life?
Never.
No.
No, I don't think anyone has.
Missed opportunity.
But, yeah, if someone's worked at McDonald's and you leave from working the fryer for 8 hours or whatever, and you get back home, has anyone ever once said, oh, I love the way you smell? No one ever does that for McDonald's.
I was a bouncer in a bar back, and I smell like stale beer, and nobody said that to me.
No one's coming up for a sniff. Oh, I want to smell like more of that. So with the McDonald's candles that are coming out, reminded me of the 90s, of all the great items McDonald's have sold over the years. And at my house right now, if you were to go to my parents' house, maybe not my house now, but my parents' house, there was a different generational type of thing. But when I was a kid, if McDonald's came out with a glass, you bought it.
Yeah.
Like, if you go and open up our cupboard, there's going to be McDonald's Batman Forever glasses or Flintstone glasses, or you had Garfield glasses, Producer Dave. Yeah, everyone had McDonald's something they purchased from the store.
They had big ties with Disney over the years.
Oh, yeah.
They had Barbie toys.
Yeah.
They had Nugget Builders, McNugget Builders.
Oh, I remember.
Do you remember that they were like Transformer deals?
I kind of remember in the late 80s, it was like, here's the packaging. If you open it up, it's like a little Big Mac guy or whatever.
Right, right.
Yeah, I remember those. Those were awesome.
You mean like the Hamburglar or...
Those were the characters. Well, no, they were featured on some of the toys, for
sure. Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Absolutely.
You're really missing out on all the cool stuff McDonald's used to offer.
Hey, I saw some, like, Spy Kids stuff was in my Happy Meal. I was really happy about it, so it really served a purpose.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Yep. He was featured in a bunch of those. Barbie, I mentioned. Justice League.
Well, yeah, the toys, like the Hot Wheels, were always big ones. But even recently, McDonald's did a throwback to some of their most popular toys that were given out through the years.
Yeah.
And they're a huge toy manufacturer because of that. Think of how many they give out every day for those Happy Meals.
One of the biggest, too, right? One of the biggest
in the world, yeah, when it comes to toy manufacturers. They outdo Hasbro, even.
There is an article out there about nostalgic things and the value, like the Barbie Birthday Fun. It's number 20 on the list of 20, worth $1,800 right now.
A Barbie what?
It was called a Barbie Birthday Fun. I don't know. Sounds incredible. Does it? Does it really? I don't know.
No, not to me, but I'm not a Barbie enthusiast. So.
Okay. Those were popular. I mean, when McDonald's would get certain things, people would line up, like the Beanie Babies in the 90s.
I was just going to say, Beanie Babies, if you've got them from back then, on eBay, $900.
No, what? $900.
I'm telling you.
Well, I thought they bottomed out.
You know, oftentimes people say, well, on eBay, I found this for $900. Well, it's listed for $900.
Right.
How many bids? Not too many bids. Toy Story, big combination with McDonald's. Just over the years, Lion King, there in the early 90s, I think that came out, the original one, and that they had a huge series of that. Now, the question I have for you, Ryan, is do you remember them charging you for this? I believe that they charged like
an upsell,
99 cents or something like that for the glasses.
Or the plates. They had plates, too.
They had utensils.
I don't remember
with
the utensils.
They had Hamburglar on it and the French fry.
Man.
Every single one of my friends. Like, you would go to anyone's house, you'd stay the night or whatever, they all had McDonald's glasses. Like, and it was a given. Now you don't see that anymore. They stopped making the stuff like that. You can't just go and get them.
Does McDonald's do any upselling anymore?
I'm sure that with these candles, even, you're going to be able to supersize your candles.
They outlawed that stuff. Remember that.
Did they?
Well, last year I purchased from McDonald's, it was a Blues Cardinals combo sock. They were selling them here in St. Louis. Did you get those? I drove through. It was like
you're the only
or something
one.
Like that. Yeah, I know. I wear them. They're kind of cool. You know, they got the Cardinals logo, the Blues logo, and the McDonald's logo. But still, it's still pretty nice.
That's a marriage made in heaven right there.
You can tell my wife loves it when I buy clothes for a drive-through.
Any major brand that kids are fans of, Little Mermaid, Power Rangers, all that stuff. We over lunch, we all went to lunch at, how do you say it?
Joyous.
Which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Inspector Gadget.
Yep.
McDonald's had a tie-in with them.
Oh, they all
but
did,
in the Happy Meals, now, are the toy grades just
Well, they're okay. Like, my 5-year-old will get a toy here and there from McDonald's. They're okay. Like, some of them are better than others, but none are fantastic enough where he's going to play with it more than 5 minutes.
Well, right. Furbies. Remember Furbies?
I remember Furbies, yeah.
Worth $300 if it's a Furby from McDonald's.
What?
Yeah, true story.
That's something else.
So if you have some of these things stuck somewhere that you're going to donate, go to thethings.com.
Don't believe it. I feel like that's just made for those articles on, you know, websites so you can get a click, but no one's going to be buying for that. Getting close to 3:00, the coronavirus, we're getting more details on that. In fact, it's getting even scarier, so you have to really watch yourself because people are traveling all over the world, and who knows, you may be sitting next to someone with the coronavirus and not even know it. So what's the latest of that? We're going to get to it with Bo Matthews, Rachel Passer, myself, Ryan Recker on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.